This is Brian Naylor. In Kentucky, the battle for the Republican nomination to succeed retiring Senator Jim Bunning is the latest test of the GOP establishment versus the Tea Party. The Tea Party's favorite is 47-year-old Rand Paul, a Bowling Green eye doctor, and the son of Texas Republican Congressman Ron Paul. Rand Paul has led almost from the start in public opinion polls. His promise to stand up to what he calls a Washington that's out of control has resonated with GOP voters. Paul likes to say he was part of the Tea Party before the Tea Party existed.
I see myself as hopefully being a leader of the Tea Party movement that's going to bring a lot of new faces to Washington. I think Utah is going to have a new face in the Senate. I think here in Kentucky we'll have a new face in the Senate. I think in Florida we're going to have a new face in the Senate. But I'm also hoping to influence the national debate in a big way.
Paul has promised, if elected, to end earmarks for a state that's heavily reliant on federal spending, to push for a balanced budget amendment and support term limits. He's won the backing of such Tea Party stalwarts as Sarah Palin and South Carolina Senator Jim DeMint, as well as the retiring Bunning. His major opponent is Kentucky Secretary of State Trey Grayson. The 38-year-old Grayson has the support of the state's Republican establishment, led by Kentucky's senior senator, Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell. Being the candidate of the establishment may have hurt Grayson as much as it helped him in a year when voter anger against the establishment is palpable. But Grayson calls himself an outsider, too.
There's clearly anger at Washington. And my challenge in this race is to make the case that, I've not been there. I've not been part of that. I've been pretty successful in getting stuff done here in Frankfort. And that if you want to address that anger, I'm your guy.
Grayson, who spent the final day of the campaign hopscotching across the state in an airplane trying to win over undecided voters, argues he's a better bet to keep the seat Republican in November than Paul. There's also been a spirited contest on the Democratic side between State Attorney General Jack Conway and Lieutenant Governor Daniel Mongiardo, who narrowly lost to Bunning in 2004. Brian Naylor, NPR News.